lightning strikes. Thinking about revenue assurance while in Botswana. Well, I just spent an amazing week with a room full of revenue assurance, internal audit, fraud, and telco operations professionals in Botswana. The issue that kept coming up in this class, the thing that everyone kept asking about was, how exactly do I set up a governance model for revenue assurance? What is the model that I should use for measuring how effective the RA team really is? It's an interesting question and one that certainly comes up often enough from one week to the next. Indeed, if you're a follower of our blogs and of our new Corey's Corner webinars, we are beginning to uncover some of the really critical areas where revenue assurance is asked to help when disasters strike. Keep on the lookout for our upcoming articles about revenue assurance in Haiti and the role that revenue assurance has played in the earthquake zone, as well as some really interesting articles about revenue assurance in the battle zone. Learn about the unique revenue assurance challenges in Afghanistan, where one of our biggest revenue assurance issues is dealing with the fact that people keep blowing up your towers and your switches. However, getting back to our Botswana case, when the people in class in Botswana started asking about the different controls and revenue assurance scenarios, it brought to mind a story that was reported to Grappa recently. It seems that one of our wireline carriers in Latin America had one of its switches struck by lightning. Of course, when that happened, the network engineers had to make some quick decisions about what to do about it. Now, it just so happened that this carrier had been in the middle of a migration from the Class 4 and Class 5 switch environment to an NGN, that is, a next-generation network architecture, where the switching was managed via voice over IP. Well, since the old switch was already destroyed anyway, the network engineers decided to simply cut over to the new NGN architecture before it was fully implemented. Well, unfortunately for them, and the carrier and their customers, the revenue assurance group was not invited to help with the cutover. This telco did not have what we call new technology assurance, so when the cutover happened, no one checked to see if the new architecture was set up properly for the accounting for revenues. The result was that for 1 month, customers were being billed double for every call they made. It seems that several switches were put into the path where there used to be one, and each one of them generated its own CDR. Now, since the group had not instituted their standard revenue assurance-based ratio controls, they didn't notice that the revenues had spiked incredibly high in a very short period of time, which would have given up an alarm. And since they didn't institute change management controls in the network, where someone should have been testing the new configuration before it was released to the public, this telco got a little surprise in that their customers got a huge bill in the mail, a bill twice as big as it should have been. The carrier was, of course, embarrassed, and they were able to make the refunds and correct the problems. But what an incredible waste of time and money, in addition to the irrevocable damage to their reputation. But the question that the managers in the Latin American telco should be asking themselves after this is, should I have put the revenue assurance controls in place when I had the chance? Would those controls have prevented this revenue disaster? The clear answer in this case, and in so many others, is an irrevocable yes. The return on investment for those few critical controls would have been more than compensated for in the savings from damage to regulatory standing, public relations, and extra revenues that the lightning strike created. But therein lies the rub. Hindsight is easy. It's incredibly easy to look backwards in time and say, we should have done it that way. It's another thing to develop the skill, the judgment, and the capability to make such decisions ahead of time. And this, of course, is where the beauty and efficiency of the Grappa approach to risk and controls management comes in. You see, under the Grappa approach, we do not try to tell managers or revenue assurance professionals how much risk they should be willing to take. That, according to the Grappa standards, falls under the category of appetite for risk. The Grappa standards are not prescriptive. We do not provide members with a mindless checklist that they follow, so that they can say, well, I did what the standards told me to do, so I'm not responsible when things go wrong. No, what the Grappa standards provide is a set of principles, a principles-based approach. Specifically, what we identify for each area of telco operations is a method for the diagnosis and assessment of risk for that area, the forensics process. B, a set of standard controls, which is a list and explanation of the key points where the majority of telcos have been implementing controls in order to contain risk in those areas. And C, a method for the calibration of those controls, a range of control levels from the extremely low cost to the extremely exhaustive. What we then count on is that the RA professional, in partnership with management, work together to build a best risk management profile for their situation. In the lightning strike scenario we described earlier, there are clearly over a dozen GRAPPA controls that would have identified and ameliorated the risk long before the disaster that our LET American carrier faced. What we provide is a set of standard control points that need to be understood and applied in the most cost-effective way possible by professionals. These standard control points define for the executive a comprehensive roadmap of both the minimum points of coverage required and a maximum coverage if the risk warrants it. It's up to the RA team to scale up those controls as the level of risk increases. The net result for our friends in Botswana and for telco management teams around the world is a new insight, and I hope a much better understanding of the ways that they can work to combat the ever-increasing risk to revenue loss that are being faced by telcos around the world. Well, I guess that's enough for this week, so just remember, the next time you see a flash of lightning or find yourself facing a revenue crisis, maybe you need to ask yourself a simple question. Could this crisis have been averted or minimized if I had simply implemented some simple basic controls? I think you'll find that, like most telcos, that the cost and trouble of implementing this kind of control strategy will pay for itself many times over. Well, that's enough for this week. Until next time, this is Rob Madison once again saying, be safe.